Hello and welcome to Thought for June the 13th. Our readings are Judges chapter 12 and 13, Isaiah chapter 37, and 1 Peter chapter 3 to 5. And our thought is, sent to mock the living God. As we read of King Hezekiah's desperate prayer because of the invading and mocking hordes of the Assyrians, it occurs to us that there are today some modern equivalents. The Assyrian armies had been boasting of their conquests, as we read yesterday in Isaiah chapter 36. They were sure that Jerusalem would suffer a similar fate. Deserters must have joined them, for the Assyrians are aware that Hezekiah had removed the high places, we read in verse 7, at which many of the people like to worship instead of coming to the temple. The Assyrian king makes false claims about what the God of Israel is supposed to have said, verse 10. And there are parallels to this today in the beliefs of those who read into the Bible things it does not say and who criticize those who remain faithful to what God has caused to be written. In today's chapter 37, we read how the plight of Jerusalem gets worse. This causes Hezekiah to come to see Isaiah in verse 5, and we read of the reassurance of the prophet gives to the king. In the same way today, the more and more so in the days that are coming, we will turn to God's prophets and to the reassurance of the words of his son and the apostles. Hezekiah receives a letter from the Assyrians, we read in verse 14, and he takes it into the temple and there prays, O Lord of hosts, you are the God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made the heaven and the earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God, verses 17 and 18. God does hear, he does see, he does act. We are about to see a parallel in our days. Atheists are becoming more blatant and more public in mocking believers and belief in God. The man Dawkins is one of the worst. Many are getting bolder in mocking God and Christianity. There is much, of course, to be ashamed of in the behaviour of some who claim the name of Christ, such as many Catholic priests. Let us pray for God to act in dealing with these mockers. All those who mock or ignore the living God and the Saviour he sent into the world will really fear when his judgments begin. We read Peter's message on this today. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. 1 Peter 4 verses 7 and 11. Let us seek as much of this strength as we can, because we know the source, even our Father in heaven. Thank you very much for joining us for Thought for the Day once more, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that the Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.